And the weather forecast, dry this evening and overnight, but could be rain in western Scotland. Tomorrow, a mostly dry and cloudy start with hill fog across England and Wales. BBC News, 3 minutes past seven, our next at eight.
Desmond Carrington.
Hi there, from Day with Me and Golden Poor Sam at Home in Bonnie, Scotland.
BBC Radio 2.
Here's where the music goes round, carrying tonight's theme, which is looking back, because this is my last programme after 36 years. It's difficult to believe, but I'll begin with the first song I played on BBC Radio 2 on the 4th of October, 1981. And there we are, or there we were, the opening song on Radio 2's all-time greats 36 years ago, when the Johnny Mann Singers did the honours with Jimmy Webb's Up, Up and Away, actually composed for a documentary about ballooning. Good evening again, my friends. Looking back is my theme tonight, and the title music we used when the series began was a song recorded by Jack Payne, Say It With Music, and we did. Jack Payne's orchestra plus Jack's light tenor voice inviting us to say it with music, which I've been doing on the air for ages now. Here's someone I've called a wireless friend down the years, Rosemary Squires, who likes her music too.
Da 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 da.
Rosemary Squires singing Irving Berlin's song I Poured My Heart Into a Song, first heard in a 30s film, Second Fiddle. Now, looking back, several producers have been a part of this program through the years. The legendary Roy Oakeshott was one of them, and it was he who introduced me to Bob Wilber and Kenny Taverne, better known as the duo Soprano Summit, a very clever pair who made music like this. Soprano Summit, having a great time with their saxophones for the well-known piece called The Fish Cellar. All good stuff, ma'am. Now, I don't have to look back for some songs because I already know that this next one is the most played song on this program, and this is its 58th time on the air as the music goes round. It's sung here by Julio Iglesias. Julio Iglesias with an energetic up-to-date version of Begin the Begin, first heard on Broadway in 1935. Now, this next ballad could easily apply to Begin the Begin because it is simply called I've Heard That Song Before.
It seems.
Steve and Edie, that's Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, the husband and wife duo, with I've Heard That Song Before. As you do, I suppose. Time now for someone whose work I've admired for many a year, Andy Eastwood, a clever fellow that we've known since his university days, who's now a stalwart performer on the nostalgia circuit of good old songs. To be honest, he plays the ukulele much better than dear old George Formby. So anyway, here's young Auntie Eastwood leaning on a lamppost.
I'm leaning on a lamp. Maybe you think I look a tramp.
Andy Eastwood leaning on a lamppost. Long may he do so, musically speaking, of course. While I'm celebrating friends in music, let's gather up a trio in one go. That's Barb Junger, Claire Martin and Mary Wilson, all together as they give us Girl Talk. Claire, Barb and Mary with Girl Talk, and I love them all. Aha! That music reminds me I'm Desmond Carrington here at home and looking back at where the music has gone round every Friday here on BBC Radio 2. Now, any roundup of the music that I play has to include a dark song. Indeed, a very dark song written by Jacques Brel in the 50s. I'd like to say its message is out of date, but it isn't. So listen to Amanda McBroom as she sings Ça va to the devil.
One day the devil came up to Earth to check on his business interests. He inspected...
Amanda McBroom's searing interpretation of Ça va. Very strong stuff indeed. Now, let's call upon Gary Williams, who's been a friend of this program for many years now. Gary Williams and the Splendid Orchestra with I Remember You, a song from the 40s. And, of course, I will remember you, Gary, as time goes by. Two more friends here, Helen Shapiro and Humphrey Littleton, who got together for a performance of Isn't This a Lovely Day?
The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as long as I can be with you, it's a lovely.
Helen Shapiro with the late Humphrey Littleton on trumpet for Isn't This a Lovely Day? It's always been a lovely day for me when Helen sings. Here's a song I came across in the 70s. I'm not sure how I discovered it, but it appealed to me then and it's remained a favorite. It's Randy Newman's song, Rider in the Rain.
Got a gun in my holster, got a horse between my knees, and I'm going to Arizona.
Randy Newman with his own song, Rider in the Rain, and there may have been members of the Eagles backing him there. Now, we're nearly at the end of this program, and I want to include this next song because I suppose it states what I have always believed in, to dream the impossible dream. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir with their impossible dream. A sentiment I thoroughly endorse, even if it is impossible. As is this truism, which goes around in circles, but it does seem to make sense.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not how you go, it's how you land.
Tommy Tune from the musical show Seesaw, with a golden rule that is not just for actors, musicians and broadcasters, but for us all. It's not where you start, but where you finish. And with that thought, I'll finish tonight by thanking all this program's producers over the years, and Dave Aylott in particular, without whom I would have been lost. Also, several controllers of BBC Radio 2 who kept the contracts coming and the music going round. And most importantly of all, you, because without you being there, the whole thing would have been quite pointless. Thank you, my dear friends. So there we are. One last box of tunes and memories delivered from my place to yours. It's something I've been doing every week for some 36 years on BBC Radio 2. In fact, I've been rabbiting away on the wireless for over 70 years. So inevitably there comes a time to hang up the headphones. And for me, this is it. Whoever takes over on Fridays, I know you will give them a warm welcome, as you did for me with countless letters and emails saying kind things. I'll still think of you all, so don't forget the music as it goes round, and do pass on some of the best bits to the next generation and their children too. As for me, I'm now taking the weight off my feet and cuddling up with dear old golden paws Sam on the sofa. I will leave you simply with this song.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call.
And as Mel Torme sang it, that really is all. So thank you for having us at your place, and bye just now from Desmond Carrington.
This is the BBC television service.
It started 80 years ago.
This is the BBC television station at Alexandra Palace.
Celebrating the start of the first BBC television service, John Humphreys presents a night of TV's most memorable music.
And now I'm going to see and hear someone you know well.
The BBC Concert Orchestra performs themes from across the decades.
Now on BBC One.
Friday night is Music Night with John Humphreys.
This is BBC Television.
Tonight from 8 on BBC Radio 2. This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital radio, and on 88 to 91 FM.